All right, everybody, welcome to Yeah But Still, coming at you from Saturday. This is recorded on Saturday. I'm in LA. Brandon, where are you now? You're in Austin?
I'm in Austin, Texas.
A lot has happened this week. There's been a lot that's gone down. Brandon,
I miss him like hell.
Brandon's on his way back from DC. I'm not going to mention why, but that is a true fact.
Wait, no,
that is a true fact.
Damn.
This is a true fact that's been backed up by previous podcasts.
Wow.
Brandon's been in DC for a long time. You may remember previous episodes where he's like, I don't really want to talk about it too much, you know? It's like...
I kept being like, I'm in an undisclosed location.
Yeah, it's not good to talk about your trips right now during this time of year, you know? Like, you could travel... If you want to travel, go ahead.
No, I was in New Orleans when it happened, I think.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Or Atlanta. I think I was in Atlanta. I was in Atlanta when the election happened. When did they bust into the Capitol?
So you're doing the steal this whole time.
Yeah. I was finding all the lost votes.
Yeah.
All the lost ballots.
You were delivering the lost ballots.
I mean, wait, what day was it?
The 6th.
It's such a blur.
The 6th.
It was the 6th. Oh, right.
Here's the thing. I'll say about this, like, I've been waiting for this day. Like, I've had the 6th mentally blocked off in my calendar for a while because it was the Patriots March or whatever they're calling it. And I like knew of, not personally, but I knew of people that were going there, you know? Like, I had been hearing about this.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You knew of people that were going there just to, like,
knew of. Like, going for real.
Oh, knew of. Like, you didn't know them.
No, these aren't my friends.
Sure.
But, like, friends, family members or something. Like, from a long time ago, being like, oh, yeah, like, there's that Trump thing. I know somebody that's, like, going out, like, blah, 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 like, my aunt or whatever. So I've been hearing about it, and, like, I've known the date in my head for a long time. Enough so that I had a dentist appointment on the 5th. And I made it on the 5th on purpose because I was like, oh, the 6th is going to be a crazy day. I feel like I'm not going to want to be in the dentist. Like, they offered me two days. I was like, there's going to be some stuff to see on the 6th. But I thought it was going to be funny. I thought it was I thought it was about to be like...
And it was pretty funny.
I thought aspects of it were funny, but there was a lot that wasn't funny. It was crazy. You were driving, right?
Right.
That was the funniest part to me. My day... Yeah. I'll lay out my day first. Started in the morning. I wasn't doing much. But I remember, like, talking to my mom on the phone, just kind of catching up, and I was telling her, like, oh, yeah, this march is going on. Like, I think it might get out of hand. Like, we'll see. And then just kind of, like, did the normal catch-up you would do with your mom. Like, by the time I hung up, I came back inside, and they were storming the Capitol. While I was telling her, I'm like, I have a bad feeling about this stuff today. It might get a little wacky. And then I come back and it's like beginning. And then from that point on, I didn't leave a screen. I just watched. I had I had one of those things pulled up on YouTube and Twitch. There was a couple streams going where they had like 12 feeds at once on one screen.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was just watching multiple cell phone streams. It was just completely insane. And then you were, I don't know, when did you find out about it? You're probably late.
My boy was like, oh, we're going to have, like, a couple brews at the Capitol. And I thought it was just going to be, like, three friends. And then it turns out, like, you know, then all of a sudden it's, like, 100,000 people and they're all fucking busting into the Capitol, you know?
Yeah.
I thought I was just going to have, like, one to two drinks and then, you know, head out. But...
The night got out of hand for you?
Yeah. It got all of a sudden.
You were just at the park.
Yeah. No, I was driving both times. I was driving when the insurrection happened and when he got banned from Twitter. So it was like kind of hard to, I was kind of glad that I was like off, that I was like out of it.
Yeah.
Because it was just kind of like, I don't know. I like, it's, it's like, yeah, I'll catch up on this.
I mean, it was pretty crazy to watch live. I'll say that. I guess we'll start with the, what are we calling it? The coup? The coup right. attempt, right? I mean, yeah, that was crazy to watch. I thought, I like I said, I was expecting this, right? I didn't know if I didn't think they would successfully storm the Capitol.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be an absolute shit show, but I didn't think they would get in. So when they fucking got in, I mean, I was flabbergasted. You know, I really didn't think that was going to happen.
There's that video of the police, like, letting them in. Like,
apparently,
they were on
there's,
the,
like, an ex...
They were on the list.
Yeah. I really don't... I guess we'll see, or maybe we won't see. But it seems like it shakes out more and more as things go. And you're, like, I guess a lot of the Capitol Police have resigned, or the people in charge, at least. The whole thing's fucking crazy. Baked Alaska out there in the mix. I was watching.
Oh, was he in there?
I mean, I was watching it like the night before. They're all kind of gathering in the dark, and there's this video of Baked Alaska like arguing with some old man about what they need to do tomorrow. And there's like this dude in the background in like his cosplay, you know, troop gear. It's like troop cosplay gear. And he's just punching a street sign over and over again, getting amped up.
Yeah.
And I knew something was going to happen. I just thought it was, I don't know. I mean, I guess it was stupid. That's the thing. I mean,
this was like a really funny week for me to be offline, honestly, because like I didn't know that all this shit was going to happen when I planned the road trip back home.
Oh, yeah.
And so then like I caught it like in small fragments, like at like gas stations. And then like the next day I'd have like a day off in a city and like look at Instagram or whatever, and I saw somebody posting some video where they were mad about like people saying that one of the guys is hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you know about this?
No.
Like, I guess a lot of the white gays were really into like one of the dudes. There's like kind of a like Jason Momoa looking guy.
Okay.
That like busted into the Capitol, and there's a lot of people that, like, I'm not supposed to say anything, but like
I'd bust into his Capitol type situation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'd be proud to be his boy.
Yeah, absolutely. yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, a lot of that shit. And then I saw somebody, the way I found out about it is somebody posting some video, some like front facing video on Instagram of like, wow, I can't believe you guys are saying that guy is hot. And I was like, well, I gotta let me find out.
That's by far the dumbest way you could have found out about what's going
on. It's the dumbest way I could have found out. That's how I found out that people
like they're trying to overthrow the government.
Yeah.
It's through gay Instagram being like, look, I know he's hot, but you shouldn't be saying it.
Yeah.
Things move so fast.
Yeah, I really it was such a funny week to like opt out of the acceleration.
Yeah. And it's been weird to watch the follow up too, you know? It's like some people are kind of maybe overreacting to it. There's definitely some overreaction, but there's a lot of underreaction too, where it's like this over callousness where they think nothing means anything, and like if you have like any kind of emotional reaction to seeing something, like you're an idiot, you know. Where there is like, it is refreshing to talk to like a normal person once in a while that's not on Twitter 24/7. It's like, oh yeah, I guess it was like really scary seeing some shit like that. If you haven't been completely tuned in, like I read like QAnon forums, and like I like read the Donald.win. You were too this week.
Like, oh, I intentionally, it was very funny to like, yeah, they were not having a good time.
I mean, we've done the Chart of Truth episodes. Like, I know like the ins and outs of all of this stuff, for better or for worse. I at least understand it. And it's interesting because it's like, oh yeah, I guess this would be like extremely terrifying to somebody who's like not familiar with QAnon at all, and they're like seeing it for the very first time and understanding like what these. I mean, like a lot of these people are like brainwashed, unfortunately.
Yeah,
you know, like completely brainwashed. And what we're both seeing on the Donald, like they really believe this stuff. Like on, yeah. Like these guys literally believe that the election was stolen. Some of them like sound, I mean, you were reading that too. It was like, it was weird to read because it was like, some of them sounded like Bernie people after he lost, you know, it sounded familiar. Right. It's like, oh, they believe in this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, like I've mentally checked out once Bernie was out of the picture.
Yeah. But I mean, I remember that feeling where it's like, we really felt like Bernie got screwed over by the system.
Oh,
which
yeah.
He did.
I was like devastated. Yeah.
He did get kind of like, you know, that night when all of the candidates like dropped out and supported
and
Biden.
Endorsed Biden. I was like, oh, something's in the water.
Yeah. I mean, but I didn't see it coming.
I was like, I was at a Bernie rally the day that Pete Buttigieg dropped out. And I was like, I didn't understand what was happening.
Yeah.
Like I saw that he dropped out and was like, haha, yeah, haha. And then a day later I was like, oh man.
Yeah, no haha.
Fuck. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's weird to read these things because like they literally believe this stuff. And like if when you realize right. that they actually believe it. Not in like a disingenuous way. Like Trump doesn't believe it. Like he knows he lost the election. And right. his friends too. It's like they just want to make money. They want to like keep their power. Yeah. But a lot of these guys like actually believe it. For real. I don't know what to do with that, you know?
Well, yeah, he told them.
Yeah, exactly. For years.
So like what are they gonna do? Not believe it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I mean if I was one of these guys, right? If I was a QAnon guy and for years I spent every day looking at these forums where everybody's like, yeah, no, like they've got kids in there. Mm-hmm. Like they've got kids in there. They're raping kids. I'd be like, I got to stop that. I got to.
Well, also the funniest thing is that like they didn't stop it. Like they rushed Congress.
They
didn't think
they immediately. Yeah.
They just fucked around.
Just like started taking pics. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they did not, like they're supposed to be, if all the QAnon people believe that like the cabal in Congress right. like hides all the kids, they have all the answers. They're hiding the cure. They believe they're hiding the cure for cancer and Down syndrome amongst other things. It's like, wait, why wouldn't you go and like in the halls of Congress, find those cures that they're hiding, find the location of the kids, like everything. Right. Those guys just started fucking around immediately.
It's yeah. That is pretty funny that all of these guys were like years prior for years, like every day we're just like, yeah, they're hiding the cures. They're hiding the kids. And then they get in there and they're just like, haha, look, I'm behind a desk.
Yeah, exactly.
Check this shit out.
Well, it's, the sad part is that like, cause the most of those people that are on the top, like the leaders of that are just like, they're in there for the bag. They're selling.
Right.
They're selling. Yeah. The buyers are the ones who believe it. Like the guys at the top, they like kind of believe it. Like they know like, maybe there's not a Q. Maybe there's not a cabal. Or right. maybe there is. That's a sad thing. There is a cabal. Just not the one they think. But yeah, it's really the I don't know. There's a lot to talk about there that maybe we don't have enough time to get into.
Yeah. Has anybody ever said that the QA in LGBT QA is for QAnon?
No. Oh, God.
Which reminds me that, see, I wish... Don't you wish Trump had pronouns in his bio?
He should.
They should bring him back. Bring him back, but make him put pronouns in his bio.
That's like how they... That's what they banned him for.
Yeah. It's just... It all fucking moved so fast.
I know.
Is the thing. And I was on... I was like behind a car for most of... I was behind the wheel of a car. Most of that.
Yeah, it was weird seeing them fight the police after being like Blue Lives Matter freaks for so long.
Right.
And all of a sudden they're against the cops. That was crazy. And then seeing them get in there and just like the stuff they decided to do. And look, I mean, I did a post about this and got some flack, so I pretty much deleted it immediately. But like, it did for them, it looked fun. Like,
oh,
for
wait,
them,
what did you post?
I just said that it looked fun.
Oh, yeah. And then people were,
I mean, like,
oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, it looked fun. Like, look,
right.
I'm not going to put that, I'll delete it off Twitter, but I'm not going to delete it from my head. Like,
no,
you can't deny that looked fun. Running around Congress.
Oh, I'm not.
Running
yeah, I'm
around
not denying that.
Stealing the statues. Yeah, that looked fucking fun. What
no,
the hell?
If I was there, I wouldn't have been, you know, but if I was one of these guys.
Bro, I would have been there for a different reason.
Yeah, put yourself in their shoes.
I would rush Congress for a different reason. I wouldn't rush Congress for that.
Right.
You know? There's plenty. That's the problem, is that there's plenty of reasons to run into Congress, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's plenty of them. Just not to keep Donald Trump president for another 4 years.
Right.
That's like the great absurd thing about all of this, is that of all the reasons to run in, I mean, dude, how about for the checks? Like, it's been a
right.
year. People have been not working for a year. And what have they gotten? Like $600?
Yeah. Well, it was those $1,200 checks, and then that's, yeah, they haven't given us the $2,000 yet.
It's an absurd. It's like $4
yeah.
a day.
Right.
If you're lucky, you've gotten $4 a day during this.
Yeah.
And like, we're not rushing. Like, that's a reason to rush Congress.
That's four damn double cheeseburger from McDonald's.
Yeah. That's like barely, you know, they've given us, you can't even be a dollar menu millionaire off that.
A dollar menu nair.
Is that what it's called?
Is what they call it. Yeah.
Damn, I goofed.
Yeah. Dollar menu nair.
But yeah, I mean, it did seem like they're having a little too much fun. There's guys smoking weed in there. The souvenirs would be kind of cool. Like for
right.
them, like that's peak for them. They are all going to jail now. Like they've been rounding them up.
Right.
Immediately rounding them up, which is,
yeah.
is another very funny thing, is that like they're also anti-mask people. And if they were wearing masks, that would be like maybe the one thing a lawyer could use in their defense is to
right.
be like, you just have pictures of my client. And he's
yeah,
wearing a mask.
Wasn't, that
like,
wasn't him.
Like, who do you have
yeah.
to identify him? Like,
right.
he's wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And, but none of them were wearing masks. There was, like, one guy.
Right.
And it was just a tactical mask.
Yeah. Yeah. Man.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's very, very silly.
It's hard to process. I mean, I don't know. I was in shock, but I wasn't even remotely surprised. This is something we've seen brewing for 4 years. 5 years, really.
Yeah, I don't think there was... Yeah, it's funny how numb we all are.
Exactly.
We're so, well, because you talk to anybody that's like older and obviously, you know, like anybody that has not been like desensitized by, you know, fucking, you know, being online during the acceleration, right? Like anybody that's like from prior generations is like, wow, like this is despicable. This
horrified.
Is disappointing. This is, you know, whatever happened to civility, you know, but then anybody like 34 or under is like, I mean, yeah, what? Yeah, of course.
Of course they start.
Like, yeah,
the Capitol.
I mean, this is weird, I guess, but you know, yeah, this is shitty. But like, yeah, I don't. Yeah, of course, I don't. Yeah, yeah, because it's like I don't know, man. It's.
I had to be reminded how scary it was. A normal person watching this, who's not
yeah,
like,
it's like
constantly bombarding themselves with like the garbage, you know?
Right.
Like most of these people are infected with the QAnon virus, so to speak.
Right.
You know, they're just like poisoned brain, and
yeah.
I drink the poison for fun sometimes. Like, I
right.
also take the poison on purpose for fun.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So I'm a little
poisoned drinking this,
myself.
I'm drinking this poison to understand you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. This is anthropological poison.
Uh-huh. It was crazy to watch that, and like then it proceeded into like kind of like the weirdest series of events afterwards. I mean, I guess culminating, and the other main thing we're going to talk about is Trump finally, well, they banned him for 12 hours from Twitter, right? Then they banned him from Facebook and stuff too. It's like, and then everybody kind of started turning on him, with a few exceptions, politicians. Right. It's like, it took something this big, which I feel like it's not even like the worst thing he's done. I guess maybe it is pretty bad, right? I view this like, am I wrong in thinking like, looking at this as something like, oh, one of the many things that he's stirred up, you know?
Right.
I think this just has real tangible results that like the rest of the world can look at and be like, oh, look what he did.
Yes. Yeah. I think that this is like the quickest turnaround,
yeah,
I guess.
But this is the first time that there's been actual repercussions from the world. Like,
right,
he did something and then the entire world's like, oh, no, 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 no. Like, bad.
I mean,
bad.
It's, you're going, I mean, it is, it's funny, but it's funny that it's happening. But yeah, it's like, it's, these are really like last minute symbolic gestures.
I know. Well, it's like, they didn't do anything when he was like, literally, dude, this is not new. He's been doing this for 4 years. He got elected from Twitter. You know, this is like a little too little too late situation. I guess smart that they banned him now. I guess they're afraid of him like going full YOLO mode, right?
Yeah.
In the last week and like sending a nuke or something. but
right,
it is funny that they're doing it now when previously, like, you know, when the looting starts, the shooting starts type things, and like,
it's
MAGA Day.
That, yeah, that was
MAGA
like
Day tonight at the BLM protest or whatever the fuck he is posting. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he's caused people to die before with his tweets. Like, more people. Like,
yeah.
And all of the BLM stuff, like, it was completely inflamed.
But I don't know.
Him.
Who among us has not made a tweet that accidentally got some people killed?
Yeah.
You know, because I don't know. The sheriff of sucking you off, he has some blood on his hands.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. You know, but that's not on me. Mm-hmm. That's on him.
Yeah, you emboldened the police with that.
Yeah. I'm not, because I'm not the sheriff.
You merely depicted him.
Yeah.
Depiction is not an endorsement.
Yeah, depiction is not endorsement.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it's like, I understand celebrating Trump, you know, celebrating like Trump being off the platform is like, oh, haha, oh, this is funny, because he likes to tweet and now he can't tweet, you know? That's, you know, that's funny. But I think anybody who is praising Twitter a little too much is, you know, I think they're sipping that dumb bitch juice.
Yeah, well, they should have done it a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean,
they should have done
it
a long time
ago
if they're gonna do. I mean, he has broken the rules. Like, that's the thing. It's like, all right, you guys enforce the rules for random people way too hard.
Right.
Like, I know a trans person that's been banned asking somebody to stop being transphobic to them. Just being like, hey, stop saying that. Like, they got banned for saying, you know, you could get banned for anything on Twitter. Like, anything.
Yeah.
You can, like,
well, maybe they should have just ignored my replies.
You know, like, you could get, like, accidentally banned, right? Friend of the show, Josh Citarella, is, like, currently shadow banned on Instagram because he, like, shares, like, reposts the stuff he sees. You know, he documents, like, Politigram, right? Just merely, like, documenting it. He's gotten banned by the algorithm. It's, like, crazy. And then, like, they allowed Trump to go for so long. It's, like,
yeah, I mean, Instagram just auto-deleted some comment I made the other day.
Really?
There was that video of Joe Biden being like, I'm the only white boy to do this, period. You know, whatever. Like, Felix posted that video,
And
then I commented, like, I just said, like, President-elect Joe Biden is crazy-ass white boy of the month. And then Instagram just automatically deleted the comment.
What if
and
Felix,
like,
just deleted it because he didn't like your comment? And you're like, damn,
no, it was,
censorship's
Instagram,
getting out of control.
Instagram, no, automatically a thing popped up on my phone that was like, Instagram is deleting this comment because of, like, their policy against hate speech.
Huh.
Like, it was like an automated message that came up immediately.
Well, it's,
but yeah.
So social media has been so ingrained in real life in the last 4 years that I think like people forget a time before this when it was just mostly for entertainment and like the stakes weren't so high. The right. president wasn't on Twitter like doing anything meaningful. It was like
right.
Barack Obama would be on there and like kind of post some lame shit every once in a while. But for the most part, yeah. like people were on Twitter.
He didn't really post like that.
What?
Yeah, he didn't really post much.
No, he wasn't like, it, like yeah. it's completely changed. And like it was mostly.
Yeah, this is our first poster president.
People posting like dumb shit. The stakes were low. Yeah. It was entertainment. Right?
Right.
I think it's hard for people to remember that the internet, social media mainly, used to be more of that.
Right.
It also used to be more of like the Wild West. I mean, 4chan, like absolute Wild West, and it was bad, always bad, but kind of like in a funny way bad. Now it's like
yeah.
shooters bad. Like everything's sure. completely escalated. But yeah, it's like, it's been weird to see some people's reaction to the Trump ban thing of like, oh, they're censoring free speech. It's like, I mean, no, he just got banned from Twitter for breaking their rules. They should like,
well,
that,
yeah, I mean,
like, you still
did.
Have free speech. Like you're not like free speech doesn't
yeah,
extend to being on
I mean,
Instagram.
Like, I do think that it's it doesn't set like a great precedent. No libertarian, but I do think like, yeah, I mean, he did actively cause harm.
Yeah.
Like he did actively like
that's literally against the rules.
Incite violence.
You can't.
And so like, I understand how that is a bannable offense, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, no, absolutely. But I'm also like, well, like, whoa, let's not all of a sudden like, you know, oh, I mean, I stand big tech. Like, I don't know.
Nobody should ever stand big tech, first of all.
Yeah. I mean, many people
right
do.
Yeah.
Many people do. Many people are like, that's where I think it goes like too far is
yeah.
that I think that is a type of person.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. it's like weird to see people react with the slippery slope thing because it's like, wait, where's the slope? Like, they just mm-hmm. banned the president because he got his support, use social media to get his supporters to overthrow Congress. It's like, that feels like the slope has passed. Like, we're at the bottom of the slope
yeah.
now. Like, we've slid down
yeah.
the slope. I don't think this is like the tipping point. I think this is like the end point where they're banning him, you know?
Right.
of yeah. the slope. The stuff's happening. I mean, this is the president. It's just like, oh.
Right.
It's been cucked. Like, I thought it was cucked the whole time. Like, the
yeah.
way they let him do this, you know, he's broken the rules many times. Like, I do think they have tons of power. I don't think they gained any power. They always could have.
No, they banned. Always had. They've always had too much power.
They've always had too much power. I mean, like, how do you think Trump got elected in the first place? Like, YouTube
right.
funnels, like their
yeah.
algorithm created this.
Well,
like,
that's like
YouTube
the
algorithms
problem is
created
that
this.
They fucking the algorithm was created this and benefited from this for
yeah.
years. This was good for Twitter's bottom line for fucking years. Like Twitter has benefited from him being president,
of course,
and
the cloud
from
shit
him
funny.
Being on the platform, and then for them to like ban him in the last 2 weeks as like some kind of like fucking meaningless symbolic gesture. It's just like, I don't, that's not something to, that's not something where I'm like, oh man, I'm going to celebrate Twitter for doing this. It's like transparent. It's a very transparent symbolic gesture.
I think it's fair for people to enjoy seeing something bad happen to a bad person.
I agree with that.
Yes.
But I'm not like, I think that it is very funny that like Donald Trump cannot use Twitter. But I don't think it's like, I'm not like, oh man, Twitter rocks.
No, yeah.
Oh man.
They should have done like, it a long time ago.
Yeah, because, like Twitter HQ fucking like benefited from this so much.
So much because their
and then
platform became like
final,
the
final. Yeah, in the final 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, oh no, we don't. Oh, come on. Oh, we don't. We hate that stuff.
Yeah.
Ah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally hard to imagine a world where politics was done through news outlets, right?
Right.
It's been 4 or 5 years of anytime something comes out in the news about him, he's like, oh, yeah, it's not real. It's fake. like,
right.
Now half of the country believes that. It's like, yeah. Oh yeah, anything bad about me is fake and made up. I mean, we're so used to it. I think there's many ways that you could have a rotted brain right now. Like, cause the other side of the reaction to the Trump thing I've seen is the people who are really upset about the free speech thing, including some on the left that I've seen. Like I saw, like, I do think there's a situation where you could be smart, so smart that you become dumb. Like I saw somebody that's like normally respectable, or I've seen a couple people do this, be like, well, I guess corporations just run the country now, don't they? I've seen a couple posts like that. I'm like, yeah,
right.
They have forever. Like, this is not new.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you think was going on before this? You think corporations just took over? What the fuck? Like,
no, I don't think any of the, yeah, I mean, I guess.
Like,
yeah,
are
I
you
guess
serious?
Like,
it's like, yeah, they've had so much power for so long before social media.
I mean, they have, and that's very true. But I think that there are people who are celebrating that, which is like, it's weird to be like, oh, wow, Twitter is president now.
Yeah, I don't know who those people are. Sometimes I think it's like an like there may be a couple people, but it's like sometimes it's just like an imaginary person that you think exists, you know, one thinks exists rather.
Right.
But it probably is like a couple freaks.
Yeah, there. I don't know, man. It's just, yeah, like I do think that this could eventually, you know, come around to bite the left in its ass. It's just like,
be done politically.
Yeah.
That doesn't involve Twitter is the thing. Like,
right.
So much to be done that does not involve posts, you know?
Yeah.
I think Donald Trump has made us all forget a time that like politics wasn't done over Twitter.
Right.
Cause like, that's where it's been done for so long, you know?
Yeah.
You forget. Cause now it's kind of like, oh, well, what's he going to do? He's never had to play that game, you know, and we'll see.
Yeah.
By the way, I should point out that his ban was part of we were kind of predicting potential downfalls for him if he doesn't have one. This was definitely step one on my plan, so we'll see where it goes, you know.
Well, I think that he can, I think he should just kind of focus on himself right now and practice. I think that Donald Trump's self-care era sounds really fun to me.
Yeah.
Of like him just kind of being like, hey guys, like I logged off for a little bit for me and I'm getting really into skincare. You know, these other folks, these other people, they can't moisturize. They're not moisturizing. They haven't found a proper toner.
Drink water, y'all.
Very sad. Yeah, yeah, gets into that.
Don't forget to drink water.
Yeah, I mean, is he, what is he, he's banned from like everything now.
Yeah, there are some, I think there were definitely some funny instances of shit that banned him like unnecessarily, you know?
Like, he's like banned from TikTok, like
banned him from Venmo and stuff, like, all right.
Yeah, like.
Hold up. But no, like Parler, it feels absurd. Because it happened all at once. I will say that. It feels absurd because it happened all at once. But like when you look at it, when you look at the face value of it, like maybe we're used to absurdity and it's kind of, things are finally being normal for 1 second, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like because Google censored Parler like immediately. But it is kind of funny. We're like, the reason they're censoring them, they're saying, is that like they don't moderate their posts. And I go on Parler and I see it and it is like, maybe the weird thing is that for so long we've been able to log on to mainstream social network sites that are like on the Apple iTunes store and see things like literally when I boot up Parler, I see like Lynn Wood and random people I follow saying like, let's go arrest Mike Pence right now and put his head on a fucking stick.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. It's just, I mean, like, of course you're going to get banned for saying that. You like, you can't talk about decapitating the vice president of the United States on like a mainstream anywhere. It's literally illegal to talk about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, like these rules were always there. There's no new rules coming out, right? Like it's always been like you can't just like plan a coup. You can't.
Right.
You can't plan to overthrow the government. These rules have always been there. You can't threaten to put the vice president's head on a stick. I don't, they just randomly started enforcing them right now. I don't know. They waited so long.
Yeah, in the last 2 weeks. It makes, it's, like,
it's pretty kind of weird.
Yeah, it's definitely like, I don't know, man. It's all optics. Everything is optics.
We watched a coup, we watched that be planned in public. Right. Not even like on Discord, like literally on public websites being like, okay, on the 6th, we're going to overthrow Congress. Like, we're going to arrest Mike Pence for being a traitor if he doesn't overthrow
like
the election
results. I feel like Twitter was like, yeah, well, let's let this play out first.
I know. Like, let's see where this goes, and then we'll sort it out later, you know?
I don't know, man. Yeah, I think that Twitter knew that this shit was going to happen, and then they, you know, then they ban him, and then everybody applauds it, and... I don't know. The idea of, it's like, yeah, we should check him, but we should also check them.
Yeah, both. Or, I mean, it's just not to be done in those spaces. Like, I don't, it's funny. Yeah. It's funny that they're planning a coup on like publicly traded companies. The platform of like literally massive corporations own these and they're traded on the stock exchange. It's like, yeah, that's not where you plan a coup. Like, never in history has been. It's weird that you're doing it now on here.
Right.
And it's, like, kind of funny to be like, oh, okay. Like, Twitter's banning the people who plan to overthrow the government on their app. It's like, yeah, I mean, usually you do that in a dimly lit basement is where that goes down. And that's where it will go down now, I guess, you know? So who's to say what's better?
But I don't know. I do kind of feel like... I don't know, from the beginning, it does feel like it's like in Twitter's best interests for a culture war to happen.
Yeah. I think they wanted it, and now the chickens have come home to roost and they're like, oh, maybe this is not great actually.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I mean, dude. It feels like it's wrapping up and I could be dead wrong. So if this this doesn't play well in the future, I acknowledge that. But it seems like it's all wrapping up a little too neatly right now in a very surreal way. Like, I had a very strange experience yesterday. I was, like, driving, listening to NPR, like, explain the last week. And it sounded like the end of a bad movie where they wrap things up too fast, you know? Where it's like the end of a sci-fi movie where it's like there's an explosion, they saved a day,
like,
and then it'll like
we're fine.
Fade
yeah.
in. And because the news report was like, Trump supporters like tried to overthrow Congress and like blah, blah, blah. The police are investigating and Donald Trump has been banned from Twitter. Like all these things where it's like, yeah, this sounds like the writer of a movie who just like had to rush the end, you know?
Yeah.
Everything's going back to normal and people are fine. Like, it just felt very surreal. I don't know. It like almost makes too much sense.
Yeah, like he's still president for 2 weeks.
But it was super surreal. Just like it felt like dizzy.
Yeah.
Like I felt completely fucking insane the day they are storming Congress.
Right.
I felt absolutely fucking insane when Eric Trump did a birthday post. Did you see? He like it was his birthday. Eric Trump's birthday was
I saw Tiffany, you know, wishing her brother a happy birthday.
He did like a birthday post to himself, like while Congress was being stormed. And that's when I saw that, I was like, dude, what are the odds that like we're all in purgatory. We like died a long time ago. Like we died from like laughing too hard at a Harlem Shake video in 2014 or whatever. Like, somewhere around then.
We never left.
And we've just been in this like awful purgatory where we're kind of being mildly tortured and made to feel insane.
It feels like representative of like a larger cultural thing, you know, of these like, okay. So like when I was in Atlanta, I saw this giant billboard that was like, it was like, if you tolerate racism, delete Uber.
Okay.
You know, like, where I was like, Literally, you don't give your drivers health care.
Yeah.
Your drivers don't
Shut
have health care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, your drivers don't fucking, like, fucking pay your drivers and, like, let them, like, have medicine.
Oh,
but
my
like,
God.
So, you know what I mean? Where it's, like, just shit like that, where it's just surface level optics.
Oh, beyond. And it's like, it's one step yeah. away from being, like, standing against evil. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
There's probably, like, five people in the country who think they're racist. You know?
Yes.
The rest of them don't think they're racist. They just think that they believe correct things. You know? Like, none of them think they're racist. That's a whole fucking problem.
Right. Like, yeah.
And nobody, and even less people think they stand for racism.
Right. Well, yeah, that's also, it's such a, the phrasing of that is so strange. Of like,
yeah.
If you talk, so like, there's, the idea of somebody that's like, man, I tolerate racism.
Well,
all the time. I got fuck. Now I got to delete this app.
I mean, this is an absolute onion of a billboard. Like, so many layers. Because yes. the funniest layer is the intentions, which is like imagining a person who, all of those things, they think they're racist. They think they stand for it, and they're okay with it. And like the idea that the billboard seems to imply that Uber thinks this might do some good, that like, oh, okay, maybe we'll push them over the edge and get them to change their ways if they're forced to not use Uber. Like, so there's a racist and he's like, wait. So this whole KKK thing, like, I'm gonna have to delete Uber if I keep these robes. I have to choose between being a skinhead or using Uber, because I really like the Uber Eats and I'm not willing to switch to DoorDash. I'm not willing to switch to Postmates.
Some guy fully in a Klan robe.
Like, has, Klan
he's about to he's about to get in an Uber pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's I
like
mean,
that's gonna do it. That's gonna be what's gonna push them over the edge to change their ways.
What's also strange about it to me is like, it's not even like if you're racist, delete Uber. It's like if you tolerate racism.
Racists can
Uber.
Potentially still use Uber.
Right.
It's only
yeah.
the people that tolerate it.
It's like the people that are like, well, I'm not, you know, oh, racism, I don't love it.
Just like
but
a fictional person. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, I don't have personal problems with those guys. I'm not
yeah,
racist
I could go,
myself.
I could go either way with it.
Yeah. Because if, you know? If those people were racist, then they could use Uber. It's just
right.
It's non-racists who tolerate racism.
It's like, hey, fucking pick a side.
It's so
fucking. But yeah, if you're wishy-washy with this racism shit, we either want you to be fully about it, or you know, come on, you delete the app.
Yeah, I mean, do not get me wrong. I think big tech is evil. Like, oh, without
yes.
question, without question. I just think it's a funny time where it's like now, like, oh, this is the evil thing. It's like, no, I mean, like, they've not only allowed him to do all this shit, they've like enhanced it 100%.
I mean, they benefited from it.
Benefited
I mean,
from
it
created
is...
it. Like the YouTube recommendation algorithm
yeah.
radicalized all of these people into Trump
right.
supporters. Like all of the recommendation algorithms. I mean, if there's listeners who don't know about the funnels, you should go learn about them a bit. It's like it actually kind of makes you feel better to understand how things got this way, I think. But
yeah.
yeah, it's like they literally did this, caused it, and made money off
yeah.
of it. So they're evil before. It's just like,
no,
it's always
yeah,
been a deal with the devil, to be on here.
Yeah. But right. No, I know. But there's no out.
I know. It's tough. I mean, at the same time, though, like, this is new. Like,
yeah.
People were able to express political beliefs without the internet for a very long time. This has definitely been helpful in many cases, you know, but it's also been extremely harmful. We've seen the harm
right.
of it, obviously. QAnon
yeah.
is a perfect example of the evils of it, of how it's been allowed to happen. Like a guy in, like, the Philippines, I think, or Thailand, I forget where he is, but, like, it's like led this the world's biggest cult, essentially.
Yeah.
From the comfort of his like weird jungle computer. It's insane.
Right. Well, I don't think it's I don't think it was a weird jungle computer, Jack.
What do you think it was?
I don't want you to.
That sounds like
down
a racial slur.
Yeah,
talking down on
my people.
No, the computer is located in the jungle. I'm not saying he was using a jungle computer.
Yeah,
he's on a computer in a jungle climate. You know.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to do some kind of like. I wasn't saying he was on some bamboo style, you know, computer machine like a Gilligan's Isle style device. It's not what I meant.
Yeah.
I'm saying he's hiding out in the jungles on a regular computer.
Yeah.
This is not an insult to the Filipino people. I know they have regular computers, Brandon.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ah, man. What a time.
What were you even talking? I got blanked out by the accusation of anti-Filipino rhetoric. I don't know. We are getting a little serious on this episode, but it's so many nutty things happened during these last 4 years that it's completely impossible to keep track of them.
Yeah.
You would need like maybe somebody should make it a real like encyclopedia style series of books that just explains all the funniest things that happened. Because they're gone. A lot of the documentation is gone now.
Right.
That was when you got banned, I was sad.
Cause now it's like I had to go to iFunny to like find one of his tweets yesterday. Like I mean, do you want to go through his best tweets?
I mean, let's go. If you got some, let's definitely remember. I think it'd be hard to rank them because there's so many good ones. But
well,
gone. Like they should. I think they should have like stopped him from using Twitter, but kept up the posts.
Yeah.
Like it should be. I know that there's like,
right. Like
there's an archive
you,
of them, but I want to be able to like go. You, I want future generations to go and read the real Graydon Carter tweets.
Right. Oh, I mean, here I'll read that one right now. I mean, but there were so many, is the thing.
You know what I want? Like maybe this is worth building. Is like iPhones that have an offline version of Twitter where you can like actually browse and search his real tweets in the like the iOS version of 2019 or something like that, you know?
Right.
I would want to put this in a museum for future generations to be able to engage.
It's not right what they stole from us.
I want them to be able to see the Barney Frank tweet in its original form.
Oh, nipples protruding?
Very disrespectful.
Wow. Vanity Fair was totally shut out at the National Magazine Awards. It got nothing. Graydon Carter is a loser with bad food restaurants.
All timer.
I love that he keeps up with the National Magazine Awards just to make sure that Vanity Fair is not nominated. Sissy Graydon Carter of failing Vanity Fair magazine and owner of bad food restaurants has a problem. His VF Oscar party is no longer hot.
Okay, I've got a pretty confusing one right here. Vanity Fair, which looks like it's on its last legs, is bending over backwards and apologizing for the minor hit they took at Crooked H. Anna Winter, who is all set to be ambassador to the court of St. James and a big fundraiser for CH, is beside herself in grief and begging for forgiveness.
Wait, so he's like...
Dude, I don't even understand that one. That one's so confusing. Like, grammatically, even.
Oh, yeah, he's such a New York media gossip. He's mad at Anna Winter.
Dude, this one... That was from... I mean, this could be wrong, but it says the 28th of December, 2017. That was a presidential post.
Wait, that was in the Oval Office?
He was dropping Vanity Fair tweets, like, while being president?
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely incredible.
Oh, I have the Kristen Stewart tweet saga from the beginning.
Oh, please.
Okay. October 17th, 2012. Robert Pattinson should not take back Kristen Stewart. She cheated on him like a dog, and we'll do it again. Just watch. He can do much better. October 18th, 2012. Lots of response to my Pattinson-Kristen Stewart reunion. Will she cheat again? 100% certain. Am I ever wrong? So I love that he checked in the next day like, damn, doing big numbers on that Pattinson-Stewart tweet. Like... So later that day, October 18th, 2012, Robert, I'm getting a lot of heat for saying you should dump Kristen, but I'm right. And if you saw the Miss Universe girls, you would reconsider. So he's like, hey man,
he's
like
plugging his own girls.
Yeah, like come over to my side, see how I'm living. You know, I'll break you off. I'll break you off some hoes. like, listen, like, come through. There's a hundred bad ones over here. Come, you know, come, just fucking, you know, see what happens. October 19th, 2012. So many tweets and stories on Stewart/Pattinson. Look, it doesn't matter. The relationship will never be the same. It is permanently broken. Wait, so he spent like a whole fucking...
It is
he spent
funny.
Almost a whole month thinking about this constantly.
And even funnier is that like ultimately it's been revealed that she is lesbian. Am I wrong?
Yeah, and then she ended
She's
up
not
just being
interested
a
in men whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, who knows if they're even dating? Like, that could have possibly just been promo for the movie, you know?
October 22nd, 2012. Everyone knows I'm right that Robert Pattinson should dump Kristen Stewart. In a couple years, he will thank me. Be smart, Robert. October 23rd, 2012. Everyone is asking me to speak more on Robert and Kristen. I don't have time. Except to say, Robert, drop her. She cheated on you and will again. And we're not even fully through. There's two more.
I literally miss this so much.
This is just delete the fucking tweets where he honestly, it is insane to fucking, it's not right that he got banned. Honestly. Now I'm kind of like,
well,
fuck this.
Delete
the tweets that were a problem.
But also it's like, dude, this is also sort of like listening to a band that's gotten shitty. A band you used to love that like their new albums just suck, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm hearing the old tracks right now. I'm like, dude, he used to be so good when he was putting
Let him use Twitter, but only he's only allowed to tweet about celebrity gossip.
Like before he signed to the label, the major label yeah. being the White House, he was so good. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, no, but she dropped some heaters in the White House.
Yeah.
Okay, two more Kristen Stewarts.
Oh my God, there's so many.
And then all, yeah, okay. November 9th, 2012. Robert Pattinson is putting on a good face for the release of Twilight. He took my advice on Kristen Stewart, I hope. And then November 13th, 2012. After Friday's Twilight release, I hope Robert Pattinson will not be seen in public with Kristen. She will cheat on him again.
Do you think maybe this takes the fun out of it, but like what was happening there is, do you think that's like the equivalent of tweeting about BTS at the time or like Nicki Minaj or something, Ariana Grande, where it's like,
I guess
where it's like he got juiced up by the stands of the era and was like, oh
yeah,
I'm getting like the clout. I'm
blowing
my
like
face
all
star.
Of the, oh, because all of the like Twilight fans were probably like
engaging
using his numbers.
Yeah, like,
and
team,
he was like,
Team Rob.
Holy shit, dude! This is like, honestly, he really blacked out in the booth during this era. This was like one of his, holy shit, 2012 Trump on Twitter was insane. Because like a day before that first Robert Pattinson Kristen Stewart tweet, October 16th, 2012. He was on a fucking streak. So October 16th, 2012. The Coca-Cola company is not happy with me. That's okay. I'll still keep drinking that garbage.
The hell yeah. I'll co-sign that. Okay, here I got one.
Okay.
December 22nd, 2015. When I said Hillary Clinton got schlonged by Obama, I meant got beaten badly. The media knows this. Often used word in politics.
Oh, yeah.
Schlonged.
Oh, that reminds me of a good one. June 29th, and this is before quote tweeting, the quote tweet button, so you had to manually quote tweet.
Oh, yeah.
And so in quotes, it says, young base god underscore G, colon,
oh yeah,
at real Donald Trump, your dad gives good brain. Damn. End quote. And then real Donald Trump says, it's called genes.
Oh, dude.
Oh, there's more. Okay, there's more.
By the way, we didn't prepare for this. These are just like we had these on deck.
No, I just had these on deck.
Like,
I didn't know that we were going
to
do this.
We have no plan for this episode.
Yeah. No, I'm glad that we both like separately just screenshotted a bunch yesterday.
Oh, wait, I'll interrupt you. I don't have like too many of these on deck, but like one of my favorites is his tweet storm, or his like subgenre, I guess, of the anti-windmill posts where he's saying that they kill birds.
Oh, yes.
Windmills are the greatest threat in the U.S. to both bald and golden eagles. Media claims fictional global warming is worse. Like, he calls windmills like bird killers. That was like a great search from him, as you search windmills. He's super anti wind power, but in defense of birds.
Because he likes the birds, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay, his Bette Midler tweets.
Oh, God.
Are you familiar with these? October 28th, 2012. These are multiple. These are all on the same day. And then he, years later, tweeted about her again as president. But from the jump, okay. I never liked at Bette Midler's persona or singing and haven't heard her name in years. Now grotesque Bette Midler is into the Trump act, trying to become relevant again. Period at Bette Midler. Talks about my hair, but I'm not allowed to talk about her ugly face or body.
Get her ass. Honestly.
So I won't. Is this a double standard? Well, at Bette Midler is an extremely unattractive woman. I refuse to say that because I always insist on being politically correct.
Dude, he's...
But whenever she sees me, she kisses my ass. She's disgusting. At Bette Midler. he's like a fucking sassy gay.
Dude, that's honestly like... I mean, we've said it before. He's the best Twitter user of all time. Like, no question.
Yes.
In terms of just power alone, like, maybe you could put an asterisk next to his name, Barry Bond style, but, like, absolutely undeniable. Like, in terms of batting average, the record, like, that tweet, out of the park. And...
Oh, yeah. And
it created like a new style of being mean to somebody, right? Like you first play the victim, and while you're playing the victim, you like insult them while saying you're not going to do it. I mean, like Bette Midler.
Her ugly face or body? I'm not going to comment on her ugly face.
Brandon Wardell's been very unfair to me. Very, very mean and unfair to me. I could potentially say that he's the worst podcaster in the world. Many people would say that, but I wouldn't say that about him. Brandon, be careful.
I would not personally call this woman busted. And then, so years later, as president, he tweets, washed up psycho at Bette Midler. Washed up psycho like, at Bette Midler.
We're too used to this. Like, even just that is so funny from a president.
It's calling somebody a washed up psycho. Washed up psycho at Bette Midler was forced to apologize for a statement she attributed to me that turned out to be totally fabricated by her in order to make your great president look really bad. She got caught, just like the fake news media gets caught. A sick scammer.
Yeah.
Damn. I will say another great presidential tweet of his. Because, like, I don't think he fully fell off when he signed to a major label. He had some great tweets as the president.
True.
In January 2019, he said, best line in the Elizabeth Warren beer catastrophe is to her husband, thank you for being here. I'm glad you're here. It's their house. He's supposed to be there.
Literally so hard to remember things from even a year ago. That was probably
100%
during the primaries, right?
Right. No, exactly.
It's so crazy to see everybody jumping ship and trying to separate themselves from him now. Twitter being one of
them. Oh, yeah, it's
like, that's
a
what
lot
they're doing,
of...
essentially.
Yes.
I mean, no. It's kind of like, I don't know. It's all really, really weird, you know?
Putting a condom on after sex.
Yeah, I was saying that the other day. And it really does feel like that. In fact, maybe even a step further from putting the condom on after sex, it's like putting a condom on after the baby was born. You know,
it's putting
or
a,
after
it's like
you
putting
got
a,
the STD.
Yeah, putting a condom on after you got AIDS. Yeah,
and gave AIDS to a million people.
Right. It's putting a condom on after you started the AIDS epidemic.
Yeah. It's like,
damn.
It's very. It just seems really weird to do, but I don't know. I mean, and looking back, it's like, bro, if I owned Twitter, I might have like kicked him off just to like make things more productive, or kicked a president off. Like if you own a social media app and the president's on there like talking shit about Bette Midler all day, like there's maybe some merit into being like, yeah, I'm just gonna delete his account so he like goes and does.
So
work.
He like does the job. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. This episode, like I said, we're recording this Saturday. Things keep moving. I'm like checking Twitter right now. I'm seeing a lot of people comparing this band to 1984, which is kind of funny because like wasn't 1984 like on the right, and like I see some people on the left. It's just like a cliche. A lot of people that have not read 1984, right? In 1984, it's the government manipulating people, you know, like and like the leaders telling people not to believe anything. It's always that's thrown around anytime there's something bad in the future. Like, oh, this is just like 1984.
This is just like that book. I hope they serve beer in hell.
Yeah.
I want to see the post on January 21st. You know?
Oh, bro. Yeah, I know.
Like,
we deserve.
Yeah.
I kind of want to know how it wraps up. But yeah. Like I said, this was like on previous episodes, we were kind of predicting what would happen to Donald Trump post-presidency. And I thought that like maybe if there was a downfall at all, it would involve him getting banned. Because like this is a huge blow to his brand, dude. Like his value, this is a massive torpedo in his hole. Like straight up, like there's undeniable. So I do think people deserve, if they hate Donald Trump, which there's a lot of reasons to, this is objectively a torpedo in his hole. Like his brand is his Twitter and his microphone, right? Like,
yeah.
And he was probably going to make a shitload of money after this. I'm sure this is a huge amount of damage to his brand and the Trump brand.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But it's, you know, you can never sink that ship.
I don't know. Maybe like, I don't think it's sunk, but like, it's definitely taking in water, because that's the thing. Like the Trump's always been about clout. Like it's always been clout.
Yeah.
Before that, like putting his names on the buildings and shit, it's all been clout, dude.
Yeah.
This clout shit is funny at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
Any final thoughts from you? What do you think?
I think I feel like we solved it.
Oh, we
solved
figured
it all.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we solved. I think we. You know, yeah, we figured it out.
We figured it all out. I mean, yeah, I guess my final thoughts are this week was fucking insane. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, and I'm going to miss seeing the tweets, and I wish we could bring them back.
Yeah.
I think maybe they should bring it back. Like a Twitter should reactivate the account, but nobody could post on it. How about that?
Yeah, I don't understand why they can't just fucking do that.
Or let him back on
post
election, but he has to follow the rules.
Yeah, I don't think it's right. I think like the suspension and like delete the posts that are dangerous, but like I should be able to easily read his I would love to hear what he has to say about Bette Midler. In 2021,
they banned him for breaking the rules. Like, unfortunately, he broke the rules of the platform and got banned.
Right.
I would like him back on there following the rules. I would like him posting about Bette Midler. That's not against the rules.
Yeah.
Posting about Kristen Stewart. I want Coca-Cola tweets. I would like that to happen.
Right.
Can he play those old hits still? Who knows? I don't know if he has it in him.
Can
he go back? Maybe he's lost the touch. I don't know. But either way, I'd say final thought is rest in peace to all the great posts.
For sure.
You know?
Absolutely.
Put the asterisk on the record next to his name, but the most powerful poster on the app.
Yeah.
Objectively.
Oh, yeah. The name is is still in the rafters.
If we're looking at the stats alone, the most powerful.
100%.
All right. So that being said, thanks for listening. And rest in peace to the Trump Twitter account.
Bye.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Tell you.
When I see you.